64 to 60. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high between 80 and 84. Partly sunny and warm, high 82 to 86 Sunday. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Heather Zayer.
This weather report has been powered by Total Air Solutions. Turn to the experts, Total Air Solutions and Carrier, TotalAirFL.com.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and five-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids, hosted by Charlotte County's own Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Today's show is a call-in show. Jot our number down, 206-1580, or toll-free, 888-441-1580. Now, here's Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Actually, I'd like to take a second to echo that sentiment that you jot our phone numbers down, because I think today's program is going to impact so many people and at the same time help so many people. You're bound to want to call in and question or comment. That's okay, too. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Please feel free and comfortable to call in at any time. And now, here's Dr. Triana. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, great. You know, this is so wonderful. This is the week before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day that everyone can say thank you to God, their family, their friends. But I personally think you should say thank you every day.
That's true.
So if I told you I had a crystal ball and I could look into a patient's future and predict a disease 10 to 15 years before it actually happens, that would be pretty incredible, wouldn't it?
I can't think of too many diseases with which you could do that.
Well, today we're going to talk about diabetes.
Okay.
And diabetes is preventable.
Which is intriguing, because when I grew up, the message I received was, if you have a family member who has diabetes, you're going to get it too. No questions.
Well, you can decrease your chances of getting, there's still a possibility.
Okay.
But if you detect way ahead of time a condition called insulin resistance or pre-diabetes, you can save yourself at least 10 years without being diagnosed as diabetes. And that's what the research has been showing. But first, I want to give a little simple explanation. What is diabetes? We know there's two main players, insulin, which is produced by your pancreas, and sugar or glucose, which you get from your diet. Last week, we talked about the macronutrients, proteins, fats, carbohydrates. Carbohydrates turn into sugar. Well, these two are the main players. So I'm going to focus on a disease that affects about 23 million people in this country.
Like I said at the top, and I actually said to you in the hallway before we began the show, everybody is affected by this disease in some way. If you don't have it yourself, you are, I'm sure, very close to somebody who does.
And it's a leading cause of kidney failure, and it can damage your eyes. It affects your vascular system.
Mm-hmm.
You're at increased risk for heart attack and stroke. It affects your kidneys, your nerves, your ability to heal.
Wow.
So this is very, very important. So my whole goal at the Triana Prevention Center is to detect way ahead of time and do something to prevent these complications.
For those who might not be familiar, by the way, Dr. Triana, the Triana Prevention Center, she is a lipidologist, which I had frankly never heard of until I met her. And then I became very interested in hearing more. One of very few in the country who is in general practice, to be sure, but also has a special focus on lipids,
right?
Fats and cholesterols and their effect. And we're finding out week by week, there's a profound effect on just about everything.
and the prevention of heart attack and stroke, mm-hmm. and we can prevent diabetes.
That's good to hear, and or forestall it at least for a good chunk of time.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So, why is insulin important? Yes. Insulin is a hormone produced by your pancreas. It's the key that lets sugar go into the cells. So, I'm going to focus, there's two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2, or insulin dependent or non-insulin dependent. The epidemic now is with the type 2, including kids are becoming diabetics.
Now, let me ask, because I have to go back to my earlier days when I first was finding out about this disease. They used to use the terminology juvenile and adult onset. Do they not use that anymore?
No. Type 2 can be adult onset, but now with the epidemic of childhood obesity,
I see,
more and more children are being diagnosed with diabetes.
So it didn't make sense to differentiate it anymore.
Right. So the problem is, as in type 2 diabetics, you either have your insulin, either in diabetes, either you don't produce enough insulin or the insulin you produce doesn't work well.
Okay.
We call that insulin resistance. So that key to let the sugar go into your cells, which is the source of energy for your cells, and especially the brain, just doesn't work right.
All right.
So what happens? The blood sugar rises in the blood. So some of the symptoms associated with diabetes is increased hunger, increased thirst, frequent urination, slow healing sores, and also some people actually have weight loss. So these are some of the symptoms of diabetes. So the important thing is the focus is on glucose, sugar. So how do we detect diabetes? There's very basic and simple tests. But I want to go back to the insulin resistance,
okay,
which as the patients who are at risk are the patients that are overweight, because, you know, our fat cells don't just sit there and hold fat. They produce chemicals that affect our insulin and affect our whole body.
Now, let me just stop you there for a second, because this is something that I have never heard anyone say before, and I bet you a large part of our audience would say the same thing. Fat cells, of which most of us are carrying a few too many, don't just sit there and wait to be lost if you're going to diet or something. They actually produce chemicals that affect other parts of your body.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's not like they're just a storage facility down the road here.
Sure.
They're metabolically very important. And that's why people who are overweight are at higher risk for developing diabetes. People who don't exercise, people who have a family history of diabetes, certain ethnic groups are at higher risk, age, and women who develop gestational diabetes while they're pregnant, they have a 30% chance of becoming a diabetic later in life.
Hmm.
Also, women who have what we call polycystic ovarian syndrome, mm-hmm. are also PCOS, are also at high risk for developing diabetes. Now, why is diabetes important? Because of the complications of this disease, which we have already discussed, including your vascular disease.
I think so many people would admit, or at least I hope would, that this is a very diabolical disease because of the tremendous outreach it seems to have. Like you said, there's all the eyes, the kidneys, and the vascular, tough on the vascular system.
Yes. And most people who develop, this is why it's so important to diagnose diabetes early on or pre-diabetes. Most people, 60% of people who have their heart attack within a year are going to be diagnosed as having diabetes or insulin resistance.
Really?
So there's a very close at hand. So my point is, if you can diagnose way ahead of time, before you get diabetes, then you can also help prevent that heart attack.
So how does one go about that? Is it simply a matter of looking at family history and lifestyle? There's got to be more to it than that.
There is. You have, as always, you have to look at the family history, your risk factors, lifestyle. We've spoken about that. Exercise. Do you have a healthy diet? Remember, we talked about the you weren't here, but we talked about the MUFA and the PUFAs.
I know. I missed it, and I'm very sorry that I did.
We're going to talk about that again.
Okay, good.
But anyways, so a healthy diet, exercise, don't drink too much, no smoking at all, quit the smoking. These are all risk factors.
Okay.
So what are the things we can do to help detect early on?
Mm-hmm.
Simple. A fasting blood sugar test.
Fasting blood sugar test. Is that one of those ones where I don't eat a certain period ahead of time?
At least 8 hours.
8 hours, okay.
Okay. That's one way to diagnose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the American Diabetic Association says if you have a number greater than 126, two times fasting, you're a diabetic.
So two tests
right
above that number,
you're
considered
diabetic.
But
we know now that the number between 100 and 126 indicates prediabetes. So when patients come in, and I do blood work, and their blood sugar is 105, I said, you have prediabetes.
I bet you that shocks a lot of people.
Yes. And people will say, well, I was told, maybe I have a little sugar.
Yeah.
Remember that? I have a little sugar?
Yes.
Okay. So the next type of test that we can use to diagnose diabetes is a test called a hemoglobin A1C.
It sounds fancy.
It's fancy. Okay, let's explain what that is. Your blood sugar stays high in your blood mm-hmm. for the last 120 days. That blood sugar molecule attaches to your hemoglobin, which is the molecule in your red blood cell that carries oxygen.
Okay.
By doing that test, we get an average picture, a snapshot of your last 120 days, what your blood sugar has been.
By looking at my cells, my blood cells today, you
by can... By doing a test called a hemoglobin A1C.
You can actually look at the last 120 days of my
of
life.
What your blood sugar level has been.
Interesting.
It's called the A1C.
Okay.
Okay. So by looking at that, if we know if your number is 6.5, then you have diabetes if you check it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's below that, which is a very important test, and by the way, these tests, we do them at the Triana Prevention Center. They're inexpensive. We're not talking about hundreds of dollars.
Right.
We're talking about less than getting a manicure.
Really?
Well, okay. Much less than getting, and I'm not saying because I do my manicures too, but I'm just saying.
Much less than a mani-pedi combination. Maybe.
Yes.
All right. But we're talking life-saving information that you need to have.
Yes, but I want people to understand that if we detect it early, we can prevent. The Diabetic Prevention Program was a huge study. They decreased by 58% patients being diagnosed with diabetes. They were followed for over 3 years. And the number one thing that decreased was intensive lifestyle modification.
That's what decreased the
incidence of the diabetes.
The incidence, okay.
So there is a big role in what we eat, our exercise, if we exercise or not, and just, I call it being more knowledgeable, knowing what you're putting in your mouth.
So in order, I'm sure that there are others that are thinking the same thing I'm about to ask. In order to I understand this, if I were diagnosed as pre-diabetic.
Yes.
With intensive lifestyle changes for yes. the positive,
very.
I could halt it or could I even reverse that?
Yes, 58%.
Wow.
Now, there's a third type of test. Have you heard of, you know, people do stress tests, right?
On your heart, yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a stress test for your pancreas.
No kidding.
Which is the organ in your body that produces the insulin.
This is the key player here.
Yes. So what is that stress test? It's called a 2-hour oral glucose tolerance test.
I think I've heard of that.
Okay. Well, that's a very simple test.
Mm-hmm.
You fast for 8 to 12 hours. You come in, you get a blood sugar fasting checked.
Mm-hmm.
You drink a standard sweet drink. It's a standardized test.
Mm-hmm.
You check the blood sugar in 1 hour and 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That also will help us to predict what is the function of your pancreas. So the pancreas has these cells called beta cells, and those are the ones that produce the insulin. So if your blood sugar after 2 hours is between a number of 120 and 139, you only have 33% of your pancreas functioning.
Wow. It's amazing how detailed you can get with these numbers, statistics, and the information from these tests.
And so the whole point of this, and I hope if anybody has a question, to please call.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of this is that we can detect, prevent, and regress.
This is something new that I'm hearing as far as regression on the subject of diabetes today. If you have any questions, please call 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. If you have any comments because you've been down this road or you've experienced something along these lines, please also share that information. For me, my experience is limited to when I was much, much younger, a diabetic grandmother who frequently was found unconscious from being poorly managed in her diabetes, and it was not a pleasant way to have to live, I'll tell you that.
Well, the information now is so great, and what we know to help to prevent this disease and to try to look also in our children,
mm-hmm.
the children who are developing diabetes.
We have a caller. Let's go ahead and take them as they come in. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good show.
Thank you.
Dr. Donna, I have a, if I pronounce your name right, please forgive me. Good morning. I don't want to break any HIPAA laws because I am in the medical field, but do you know anyone that's had type 1 diabetes longer than 52 years?
Yes.
Well, I thought I was a record breaker, but I guess I'm not. I've changed my life 9.5 months ago by simply taking different supplements and also my dieting, really cutting down the carbs, but actually eating more to keep a more level great food blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's great. And yes, again, you're emphasizing the role of nutrition and what we put into our bodies. So that's wonderful.
One thing I wanted to see if you agree with, Doctor, I was told and did a lot of research on the computer, even though I'm not an expert in the field, but I'm told that cholesterol, which is a good fat for our brains, is only bad and becomes plaquish in our veins and arteries when we eat too much white sugar. Do you agree with that or not?
Actually, I disagree. Because carbohydrates do turn into fat. Cholesterol is mostly from dietary sources, animal sources, but cholesterol does form plaque in our arteries. And if we eat too much carbohydrates, such as you're saying, you know, it isn't just sugar that forms sugar. Potatoes, pasta, rice, cakes.
But yes, if I cut down on anything that becomes a fructose, glucose, sucrose, all the different sugars, that's what I'm talking about. I was on, my daughter's a pharmacist, and also my PCP, I did this with their permission. I was on a statin. 60% of this country are on statins, and you know, if I don't know if I agree with this statement also, statins, down your immune system. So I changed my diet, and simply I am totally off my statin, and my cholesterol is staying wonderful. I also used to have to take a testosterone cream, which I'm totally off both of those because I'm totally off my statin now.
Well,
so I'm just doing great.
Caller, I would say to you that a statin could save your life. And it isn't just about the LDL cholesterol. And in future shows, we're going to talk about that. It's about inflammation in your arteries. It's about detecting if you have plaque in your artery or not. There's advanced lipid testing that will give you a better picture. But being a diabetic, it is extremely important that you be on a statin to decrease your risk. And we'll talk more about this in the future. But I think you really need to revisit this of what you're doing and taking yourself off a statin.
Well,
I commend you very much for doing your diet and everything. But I think there's more to look into, and we'll discuss that.
And this is, of course, not any way of diagnosing or preventing or treating anything, but it does open up an avenue for you to have a conversation with your personal physician about whether you should be on a statin or not.
Yes, but we have to also realize, and I mean this with all due respect because I like what you're talking about and you motivated me to call.
Thank you so much.
So much of our society is governed by the drug companies. When 60% of this country are on statins, we fail to do what is proper and just sell those drugs. And I can confirm that with my daughter, who's a pharmacist. All the kickbacks and crap that goes on, I have to say, I thank you, doctor, but I disagree with you on the statin.
Well, and of course,
have a great day.
It's fair to agree to disagree on this program
any
old time.
Yeah.
And thank you for the call, sir.
Thank you for the call. And, you know, my information is based on studies and the education and the fact that I'm a lipidologist. Everyone needs to individualize the treatment for themselves. And I agree with this patient that he has a choice of deciding what is best for him. And obviously, by watching his diet, he's doing very good.
That's what I was going to say is, with or without disagreement about a specific medication, he's 52 years, I believe he said, diabetic.
Right.
Changes his lifestyle in the way he eats and how much he eats, how frequently he eats, and watches his carbohydrates, and he's doing better health-wise overall, doing better.
Right, but there's other medications that also lower cholesterol that are not statins. We haven't spent a program on treatment because I'm still trying to get out the word of detection early.
Right.
And finding the disease. But I appreciate your call, and I think it's really great that you're motivated. I mean, it's wonderful. The more you learn and read and study, I love patients who come in and have knowledge.
Right. And it's important nowadays because we're no longer just patients and doctors. We're health consumers. And in order to be a good consumer, you have to be an informed consumer. That's why it sounds like this gentleman has done an awful lot of research. He's knowledgeable on the subject. That's a joy to a physician to have you come in and have a conversation like that.
And yes, I do have patients with type 1 diabetes, but actually it's type 2 that's the epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
Though we were focusing on the fact that patients also who are diabetic need to know what their cholesterol is, need to lower their LDL cholesterol, need to know if they have inflammation in their arteries, because it's a vascular problem in the end.
Okay.
It's the arteries. We're talking about the arteries. The arteries that bring oxygen to our brain, the arteries that bring oxygen to our muscle, and the kidneys have small little arteries. Our whole body needs arteries to bring them the oxygen to function and the nutrition.
Well, I think everybody who is familiar with the disease knows that for a lot of diabetics, as the disease progresses, they have a great deal of circulatory issues, usually in the extremities. I know that in my case, my grandmother had very bad foot and toe issues because of the lack of circulation.
And that is also, we will focus on the future, that's called peripheral arterial disease, or PAD.
Mm-hmm.
So PAD is also something that if you're a diabetic, we need to check your blood pressure in your arms and in your legs to see if there's a difference.
It's amazing how all of this links together and all of it is associated with what Dr. Triana comes in on a weekly basis to discuss with us, and will continue to do so. As you can tell, the doctor mentioned that she's got plans for programs down the road, which is why you need to keep coming back on Fridays and listen in and call in. Again, we have a couple of minutes left if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question. 206-1580 or 888-441-1580.
And yes, and I welcome callers. And I know some people are very shy, but you know, you don't have to use your real name if you're that shy. But the important part, again, is this epidemic in children, and knowing also that diabetes is increasing in children.
Is that because the diets of today's kids?
Being overweight, yes.
Oh, brother. Let's go on to our next caller. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Very interesting show. I've listened before. I have a question. All these diabetic medicines for diabetes increases your weight down the line. So it seems to me it's almost like a cyclic thing. You know, you're trying to lose weight, but the medicines make you sort of gain weight.
There's a side effect with them, yes.
Yeah.
Well, some of these medicines, yes. And in fact, if you go on insulin, you can gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-edged sword. But then again, what can we do to combat that?
We need to know,
and I'm not discussing treatment today. I am focusing on prevention. In the future, we'll talk about treatment. But intensive lifestyle modification, what is that? That's nutrition, your diet. That's exercising. Mm-hmm. And what I say is the education of learning how to read a label.
Mm-hmm.
And how many carbs we're eating. Because some people feel, oh, I ate a big pasta meal. Maybe I'll take a little more medicine or I'll take a little more insulin.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
So, yes, I understand your dilemma, but I think we have to base it back in what's called TLC, therapeutic lifestyle changes.
And what happens if you can't take statins, like if you get those muscle pains and the joints bothering you?
Well, that is also, at the Triana Prevention Center, we individualize the treatment to every individual based on their history, their risk factors, and their heart numbers, which we've discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, some people can take just a little tiny dose of a statin, and it can make a big difference. And there's other medications, too. But, again, we'll discuss that. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's important, too, that I think, and you said if you're shy, you can call in and so forth. If you're not comfortable talking on the radio, or if you heard something, you're just not in a position where you can call right now. Dr. Triana's got a wonderful staff that's very willing to answer your questions. You may call her office directly. Let's give your information out.
Okay, my office is at 3155 Harbor Boulevard in Port Charlotte. And I also want to recap. Remember, we can detect diabetes, pre-diabetes, or insulin resistance way before the diagnosis of diabetes.
Then you can actually stop the progression, slow the progression, even go backwards, regress.
Right.
And have your body be healthier.
And these are very simple and not expensive tests. We talked about the hemoglobin A1C, the fasting blood sugar, the 2-hour stress test for your pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very, very important. I ask people all the time. They come to me and I'll see them socially and they'll say, oh, you're a lipidologist and prevention. I said, yes. I go, do you know what your cholesterol is? No.
No.
Do you know what your blood sugar was?
Mm-mm.
No. People say, I don't know. I said, well, these are life altering numbers.
Mm-hmm.
This is so important. This is more important than knowing how much money you have in your piggy bank.
It's sort of like a piggy bank. This is a savings of a different kind. It saves your life in the long run and lets you have a happier and healthier life along the way. You do realize the irony of having this subject come up considering the week ahead as we enter heavy food season.
Well, I know the holidays are upon us and Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving. And I just want to say that I think Thanksgiving is the food, first of all, is fabulous, of course.
Yes.
But we need to be thankful, I think, every day. Be thankful for our family, for our friends, for our health. Be thankful to God. And I'm thankful that I started this program.
As are we, because we're learning so much more. Thank you again for a wonderful, informative program. Dr. Triana, please give your phone number a couple of times for somebody who might be reaching for a pencil right now.
Okay, it's 941-625-1990.
941-625-1990. Call and talk to her staff. They're wonderful people, and Dr. Triana would be glad to see you and help you as well. Thanks again, and happy Thanksgiving in advance to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, too. Thank you.